Since the rise of the internet, newspapers have been decimated in this country, and as reporters have slowly disappeared, news deserts have begun to emerge, especially in rural areas. And that hurts the community as a whole, according to Steve Waldman, co-founder and president of Report for America, an initiative that takes a service model and applies it to journalism.
Earlier in his career, Waldman worked as a journalist and then was a senior advisor to the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, where he wrote a study about the future of the media. He concluded the impending collapse in local news is going to be a big problem in our country's future. So he came up with Report for America. It's modeled after AmeriCorps, and it aims to install 1,000 journalists in understaffed newsrooms by 2022. Right now, it's in its pilot stage. They've placed 3 reporters in Appalachia and have chosen 9 more from 740 applicants to be deployed across the country in June. I spoke with Waldman more about this recently via Skype.
We put a reporter named Will Wright working in the newsroom of the Lexington Herald Leader. They have him covering Eastern Kentucky. That part of Eastern Kentucky, it had one reporter covering 24 counties. So now they have 2 reporters covering 24 counties, which is still a lot, but he was able to, in his second week there, do a story about how they didn't have running drinking water for a week in Eastern Kentucky. It was outrageous. And even when they had drinking water, it was kind of inedible. And that got a lot of attention. And eventually the person who ran the water district was forced out. And eventually, like a month later, the state found $4 million to help fix the system. So what was interesting to me about this case is, like, this was not a 6-month-long investigative series. This was the fellow's second week on the job.
Yeah.
But he went to the meetings and he talked to people and found this horrific story. And it just goes to show how barren it was, you know, in so many parts of the country, the lack of reporters covering really basic things of water and schools and health is so severe that, you know, the community is really flying blind.
And who's applying? Is this journalism students? Is it people working as journalists already?
It's a bit of a mix, sort of emerging journalists. But we have some who, like the woman who is the Report for America core member in the West Virginia Public Broadcasting, was 6 years on the staff of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, took a pay cut to go back to West Virginia, where she grew up, because she felt a calling to, you know, serve her community in the area that she grew up in, which she felt had been neglected.
How are you pairing them up with newsrooms? How are you sort of identifying the newspapers that need reporters?
So there's like 2 competitions really that go side by side. There's the competition among the reporters for who gets those 9 slots. Then we had a second competition where we had 85 different news organizations apply for these 9 slots. So there was a tremendous appetite there as well. Now, what they have to prove in order to win a Report for America core member is that they have a serious need, that there's a gap, that they understand what the gap is. And secondly, how are they going to use the Report for America core member to help fill that gap?
And how does the business model work for you? Where's the funding coming?
So the model in terms of our relationship with the newsrooms is we put in half, and then the other half of the salary is split between the newsroom and local donors or philanthropy or foundations, because we do believe that in order for this to work, we're going to have philanthropy on a local level step up and support the community.
So 1 year in here, and you have many more to go, I'm sure. How do you measure success here? How big might you grow this in order to do that?
Our ultimate goal is 1,000 reporters in the field by 2022. That's the sort of number of bodies. What those bodies are supposed to be doing is filling real gaps. You know, so we're going to be looking in each of these cases of what was the gap in that community? What was the topic that wasn't being covered? Or what was the county or the neighborhood that wasn't being covered? And then compare that before and after to what happens after the Report for America person has been there. There's softer impacts as well. You know, we really feel like this can help improve trust of journalism and journalists by having more people there being seen at the school board meetings, at the water board meetings that are just, you know, that the reporters are there trying to really watch out for the community. Someone you can just stop on the street and talk to and ask questions of will do as much to help repair trust as anything.
Yeah. So So much of the conversation around funding journalism in the future has to do with changing the way we think about journalism, right? It's not necessarily a business always anymore. There are more and more nonprofits coming coming up and approaching it in that way. Do you think in the future newsrooms will be funded in more of this way, where we look at it as a public service more than a business model?
I hope so. I think it will be a mix. But I do think that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you will look in most communities and the nonprofit sector will play a bigger role in local news one way or another. And that is good. That has to happen. It might be public radio, could be Report for America, could be other institutions. But I don't think the commercial business models are ever going to get back to covering the sort of civically important things to do, which sometimes are not economical. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes these important reporting stories take a lot of time and don't make much money. That's the part where the economics of it require the nonprofit sector to step in, where this is really a public good and a public service.
All right. Steve Waldman is co-founder and president of Report for America. Steve, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.